From the Country Financial Studio, I'm Rita Frazier. This is the RFD Livestock Report with Chad Lehman, Eureka, Illinois pork producer, a past president of IPPA, and a recent delegate for National Pork Forum held in Kansas City.
Yeah, seven total delegates from Illinois for Forum, which is both National Pork Board and National Pork Producer Council. I think six of us were for both, and one was just National Pork Producers. So good representation from Illinois.
Why don't you just tell us the top issue coming out of the discussions, and what was on everybody's mind?
Well, I can tell you what was on most everybody's mind was swine disease, particularly PRRS and PED, has just been devastating this winter for pork producers across the entire Midwest, and of course down even into North Carolina. It's just been a real struggle. National Pork Board has undertaken for the last 12 months sort of listening sessions across the country to gather input from producers on what is foremost on, you know, our minds in trying to get solved. And as you would expect, PRRS is topping the list. So they sort of laid out this swine health strategy, pretty murky on details yet, but certainly has got their attention from producers' perspective.
Strategy and going forward, hopefully a lot more success, because a person would say, man, I thought, you know, in this industry, you guys have come such a long way on animal husbandry and, you know, biosecurity, and we've done so much. How could we be here in 2026?
Well, it's a fair question. You could make an argument that even though we've come a long ways in terms of biosecurity, with almost all the facilities being shower in, shower out barns, great length going to feed mitigants in trying to eliminate PRRS and PED in our feedstuffs, you could make a case that we're no better off than we were 10 years ago, despite all the expense. And that doesn't even, you know, I didn't even mention filtration in a lot of these barns. So the strains continue to get more virulent. The damage from them continues to get worse. So I don't know what the answer is. I mean, you can talk elimination. It sounds really good. But when you have so many pig movements across the Midwest, I mean, particularly as you think where the packing plants are located, and we've got a big one in Beardstown, obviously, littered across Iowa and Indiana with other packing plants. I mean, all these pig movements go across three states and then up into Minnesota and down into Missouri regularly. So it is going to be very difficult to think how we can eliminate this bug.
Okay, you mentioned the strategy and going forward. So I'm guessing that more to come from the national level?
There has to be more to come, because there's really, you know, all that's really been laid out so far last week was, we're developing a strategy of elimination. That's the goal, is elimination. And so my guess is you probably start on the outskirts of things first and try to work your way in. I can't really provide more detail because I don't know it, but I would think that would probably be where you start. So we'll see what happens over the next 6 months and as we get more details.
Chad Lehman, Eureka. More with Chad tomorrow on Pork Forum, national issues, and on their recent recognition for being Illinois Pork Producers Association Farm Family of the Year. All that to come tomorrow on the Livestock Report, which is brought to you by the Illinois Livestock Development Group.